This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Trump is vowing he won't give up the White House without fighting like hell, as he told supporters last night in Georgia.
Hello, Georgia. By the way, there's no way we lost Georgia. There's no way. That was a rigged election. But we're still fighting it, and you'll see what's going to happen.
There's no evidence the election was rigged. President-elect Biden was in Georgia, too, yesterday. Today, voters are deciding two Senate seats that could shift the balance of power in the U.S. Senate to the Democrats.
There are two runoff elections. If either of Georgia's incumbent GOP senators wins, Republicans will keep their Senate majority. If they lose both races, Democrats gain a 50-50 split, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris then serving as the tie-breaking vote, giving Democrats control of both chambers and the White House with Joe Biden.
One state can chart the course, not just for the next 4 years, but for the next generation.
Hours after Biden rallied voters in Atlanta, President Trump was in northwestern Georgia.
These Senate seats are truly the last line of defense.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization's Dr. Margaret Harris says January is going to be tough with the coronavirus. Vaccines are rolling out, but some states here in the U.S. are struggling to get enough vaccine and get shots into arms. Just under 5 million shots have been given by last count. In Los Angeles, more than 1 in 5 people are now testing positive for COVID-19. That's according to health officials. A 4-year-old boy died after accidentally shooting himself at the family home in Sedalia, Missouri. Little Andre Walker found a loaded gun inside the home, say his parents. This is AP News. The Wisconsin pharmacist accused of ruining COVID-19 vaccine has appeared in court.
The hospital pharmacist in Wisconsin accused of ruining doses of a coronavirus vaccine appeared before a judge. The 57 vials of the Moderna vaccine Stephen Brandenburg is accused of ruining were believed to be able to inoculate more than 500 people. Prosecutor Adam Garrell says Brandenburg wanted to render them inert.
Because he'd formed this belief that they were unsafe, that the RNA method of creating these medications rendered them unsafe.
Garrell didn't explain why he thought it was unsafe. The Food and Drug Administration says the vaccine side effects are mostly mild. Garrell added Brandenburg was upset because he was in the midst of a divorce, and a hospital employee said Brandenburg had taken a gun to work twice. He has been fired. The FBI and the FDA are also investigating. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.